tails, kettle call, ballistic healing hour, grandpa bells, grunts, and groans. This is my daily YouTube channel offering. Welcome, one and all. Be here for about 15, 25 minutes today. Welcome to January 2nd, 2024. Happy New Year. Second day of. Jumping right in, this will be the outline and overview of what I'll be talking about at my three radio shows a little bit later today. I'm going to start out with some Confucius sayings in my ongoing saga of self-ingratiating here a little bit, practicing my seven-month sojourn that I started December 1st, now commencing in my second day of January through June 30th with my now fully retired a couple of years resolution in life, more so than in business, self-teaching Mandarin. So, going to do five quick Confucius sayings. Here's the English rendition. What you do not wish for yourself, do not do to others. Fingers crossed, practicing the inflection of the tonal inflection of the Mandarin. Here's the Mandarin translation. Ji suao bu yu wu shi yu ren. That's what you do not wish for yourself, do not wish for others. That's the golden rule, Confucius. Another one, English derivation. He who learns but does not think is lost. He who thinks but does not learn is in great danger. Importance of both learning and reflection. Mandarin translation in Mandarin. Yue or bu si jie wang. Continuing, English, Confucius, quote, the superior man is always serene and cheerful, while the small man is forever fretful and sad, showing contrasting virtues of the wise and the impulsive. Mandarin translation or pronunciation, Wang Zi Tan Dang Dang. Zao Ran Chang Kwe Kwe Kiki. Lots of practice necessitated. Third English derivation, Confucius. To know what you know and what you do not know, that is true knowledge, showing humility and self-awareness in learning. Mandarin. Zi zi wei zi zi bu zi wei bu zi shi zi ya. One more. English, I do not worry that men do not know me. I worry that I do not know men. That would be focus on understanding others rather than seeking their recognition. Mandarin pronunciation. With pinions, bu huan ren ze bu ji zi huan bu ji ren ye. Very deep calming breath, thank you. That half fulfills my daily attempts to do 5 to 10 Mandarin poetry verses. A little bit later, I'll be practicing phraseology on Mandarin songs, part of my program, and then attempting to learn at least 10 new Mandarin words daily, projected through to the June 30th pace upon completion. So what I want to do here quickly is take a deep calming breath and start to do yet another overview of my next in-studio guest, first one this calendar year, tomorrow as it becomes, attempting to link up with friend Tim Doyle from China. We were going to try to do this New Year's Eve. It just did not work out. We're going to try it again tomorrow, Wednesday, as it becomes. And he'll be here to shed light on a couple of different aspects that we did touch on in our attempt to get that show done on New Year's Eve, and I've preluded it before. We talked about his Path to Oneness website, the overview there, a I'll be doing probably another audio version about Tim and his website, and he'll expand upon these tomorrow with me. And what I hope to encompass when Tim does join me, tomorrow's attempt will only be about a half an hour. We'll be doing a Zoom version, and I want to get a couple of things established. Tim will be a multiple guest based around his multiple time guests based around his availability to do so with his own very busy, matriculated schedule moving forward. But I want him to touch upon his tantric teachings and the Mercury retrograde that we did talk about a little bit. And it's just about now to end in a few short days. It began in mid-December. And his astrological repertoire, amongst the many facets of his broad 56-year career, encompasses astrology as well. So I definitely want Tim to touch upon that in the 30-minute abbreviated show we'll have tomorrow, and then base it on where we want to go next as the year feathers out. And I'd love to have Tim come back at least once a month, if not more frequently, based on his own schedule. So we'll talk about life in China and cultural insights as he's resided there for over a decade, Tim Doyle, the Golden Ones, Path to Oneness. We'll experience China through Tim's eyes, from heart-brain coherence practices to meditation to incorporating yoga into daily life, if not in tomorrow's 30-minute episode, fodder for upcoming episodes. And I've exchanged a few probing questions. Tim's been with me two times before. The third time probably has a lot to do with retrograde Mercury, Mercury retrograde. He'll expand upon that. We had some interesting things transpire on New Year's Eve and our last attempt to try to do this before year's end as well, earlier in December. So probing questions I've asked Tim before, a couple of extra ones here, whatever he addresses in tomorrow's show and the annex shows upcoming, will encompass exploring the intersection of Eastern and Western philosophies, delving into personal anecdotes from Tim's China adventures well over a decade now. He actually teaches English online there as well. It's a fascinating career, fascinating repertoire, and get his tips on finding peace and purpose amidst chaos in the world theater and all that kind of good stuff, where we're at a precipice of changing things positively together moving forward. And love to have him expand upon his exposure and experiences with Tantra, if not tomorrow in upcoming shows. I think a good place to enter is where we tried to leave off and begin with Mercury retrograde, again soon to enter. That might be a good 30-minute session or so. And then wherever it embraces, as I say, when Tim comes back multiple times this year. Interested in how cultural practices can enhance well-being, open to different perspectives on life, Eastern and Western philosophies, lifestyles, looking for insights and inspiration from a seasoned China resident. And of course, Tim resided here in the United States for many, many years when he was still in the private sector in the corporate world, which he's been retired for about some 35 years. So taming the trickster, tantra tricks and Mercury retrograde with Tim Doyle, from China to cosmos, unveiling life's lessons with the Golden One, Tim Doyle, beyond the bamboo curtain, meditation, yoga, and finding peace in China with Tim Doyle. First in studio guest this year, tomorrow as it becomes, January 3rd. Grandpa Bill meets the Golden One again. A journey into Eastern wisdom and Western wit. Some of the probing questions, whether we get there tomorrow, in the future, what have you. How does Tim integrate tantric principles into our daily life, especially during Mercury retrograde? Tim must be reading my mind. He just sent me an email while we were doing this taping. I'll answer that to him momentarily. But how do you find balance between Eastern and Western approaches to self-discovery and well-being? Can you share a personal story from your time in China that exemplifies the power of heart-brain coherence and meditation? Again, fodder for future shows. There's only so much we can encompass in the 30 minutes when he gets here to do so tomorrow to warm up, if you will. What advice would you give someone experiencing uncertainty and seeking inner peace during Mercury retrograde soon to end? And I think that's a great place to leave it off. Yeah, how are we doing in the studio clock overall? Yep, good. We're only 10 minutes in. Y'all got an early New Year's blessing by only having to listen to me for 10 minutes here. So join me after shows. We'll continue to talk about heart-brain coherence, the weekly freedomsnap.org, which at time of taping tonight, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there'll be another one each and every Tuesday. Tim has an open invite to chime in. I'm not sure about the China time changes, but he can chime in and replay. I'd love to have Tim there join us. And whatever his comfort zone is moving forward, love to have him interact with us there. We'll see how that all develops. We're planting star seeds in the garden, all of us interacting for the greater good. So food for the mind, the body, and the soul. I'll see you at the shows. And we'll have Tim join us tomorrow to expand upon life and perspective over in China and his fascinating career. So I'll see you at the shows. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Have a safe and productive day. Peace, everybody. Continue paying it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help. Interact with our polls at the shows, with our in-studio guests, and my daily efforts to do so. There's daily polls there that will help fodder to help enhance the show moving forward with in-studio guests and topics of discussion. Now, on January 2nd, many, many days yet to go, 365 and counting, maybe 364 with leap year. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everybody.